Hello, my friend, and welcome to the Light Post Podcast, where we endeavor to cast light from God's Word on the issues that impact our lives. Welcome, welcome. I am Minister Natalie, and I am so glad that you are with me. I am so glad that you have returned to our podcast. I want to talk to you about bugs. Yep, bugs. B-U-G-S, bugs. Ants, bugs, crawly things. You know, those things that we're always trying to keep out of our house, keep out of our cars. We're always trying to get rid of them. We are spraying. We are trying to exterminate them. No matter how hard we try, they always come back. Have you ever noticed? I'm sure you have. Everybody has to deal with these little pesky things, and they're all types of ants. You got fire ants, you have carpenter, what do they call them? Wood ants. I mean, black ants, red ants, ants. And we've got all kinds of bugs. Bugs are bold. Ants are bold. They're always assuming that they have the right to be in our space, that they have the right to come in our house. They will even try to invade our space. They are bold, but do you know that they offer a lot of wisdom for us human beings? Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And I have scripture to back that up. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't like bugs. I absolutely hate them. If you love bugs, I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend you. I do know that they have a place, but sometimes I just don't understand why God created them. But you know what? Everything that He created has purpose. Everything that He created space for them to dwell. I just don't want them to dwell with me. And I'm sure I'm not the only one that feels that way. Now, some of you may let them crawl and let them go on about, but no, I do not. I spray. I do what I have to do to take care of my space. But we're going to talk about how we can learn from them. Before we exterminate them, sometimes we may actually need to just actually pay attention to their ways. I have scripture. You know I have scripture because that's what we do on this channel. We cast light on the issues and we use the word of God as our light source. Proverbs. Proverbs is a wonderful book. Proverbs 6:6. Proverbs is a wonderful book of wisdom. If you have your Bible, I encourage you to get it out with me because I want you to follow me. Please follow along. If you don't have it, just take a listen to this. Yes, ants, they have a place. Proverbs 6:6 says, "Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise." I'm going to repeat that. Go to the ant, you sluggard. I think that, you know, that's a strong word there, sluggard. We don't say words like that. I know it, but that's what the Bible says. Basically, it's saying that we're lazy. Sluggard, you know, we're lazy. Consider her ways and be wise. That scripture is telling us that the ant is a wise little thing. As small as they are, as pesky as they are wise. And the Bible is telling us that we should go to them and learn something. We can learn something from them. Let me give you some other scriptures to kind of help you understand here that we can learn something from the ants. Proverbs 30, verse 25 says, "The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their food in the summer." They have sense enough to do that. Have you ever wondered if ants have brains? I mean, goodness gracious, it's a little thing. And they know how to do things. It tells us that no matter how small your brain may be in size, you can still have wisdom. Ants, something to consider. I've got another passage of scripture, and it's Proverbs 30. And it really is actually a combination of four things on earth that are small. And I took out verse 25, but it's going to go back in right here. It says Proverbs, this is Proverbs 30, verses 24 through 28. This is what it says. Four things on earth are small, yet they are extremely wise. Ants are creatures of little strength, yet they store up their food in the summer. We just read that. Hydraxes, I think those are beavers. It says that they are creatures of little power, yet they make their home in the crags. I looked that word up, and it means rocks or stones. Locusts have no king. This is verse 27. Yet they advance together in ranks. A lizard can be caught with the hand, yet it is found in kings' palaces. These are four little things on earth. They're small, but the Bible says that they are extremely wise. It says that they are extremely wise. So where am I going with this as I'm talking about ants and bugs and lizards and locusts and all of these things that we think that are just absolutely destructive? And indeed, they can be. Lizards, you know, I mean, I just really, that's another creature that I just, you know, they make me squeam. And, you know, I'm very squeamish with lizards. I don't see a place for them either. But let's take a moment, and I'm going to pull from the scriptures that I just went over, and we're going to apply it to everyday life. We're going to actually apply it to being a child of God and having and dealing with failures. We all have failed. We have all failed. If you have done everything right in your life, I would like to know who you are. To my knowledge, there's only been one person that roamed this earth for 33 years that did every single thing right. And yes, that is only Jesus Christ. Everybody else, no matter how good of a person they were, how blameless they walked before the Lord, they still had failures. Jesus hadn't done. But you and I, my friend, we have had our share of failures, haven't we? Yes, we have. But this podcast, this episode, I would like to encourage you. I would like for you to be encouraged. Listen, you may have failed, but get back up. You can get back up. Keep going. You still have a place and a purpose for being here. I don't care how many times we have fallen, how many times we have failed, we still have a place here on earth. We still have a purpose for being here. You remember I started talking about how bold ants are, how bold bugs are. And then I gave you passages of scripture. Listen, we don't see that they have we know they have a place here on earth, but we definitely don't see how they can ever have a place in our space. But guess what? They still keep going. They make the mistake of going into somebody's house. They make the mistake of crawling on somebody. And they can sense danger. But have you ever really considered the ways of an ant and watch how bugs move? I mean, they're just bold. They just keep going. They make the mistake of entering our space every single day. And so many are killed, yet others still keep going. You would think that they would have some type of radar that they can send to their friends and say, listen, you can't go in that house because you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it out. You just don't need to do it. Okay. Listen, we need to go this way. But no, they fail every single time to know that you cannot expect to live if you're going to invade the space of a human being or invade the space of a dog or a cat or whatever it is. They just continue to come. They just don't get it. And you know, that's how it is sometimes with us human beings. Sometimes we have to fall down one time, two times, three, four, five, I mean, six times, multiple times before we learn from our failure. But I want you to be encouraged. You can get back up. You see, the enemy wants you to think that, listen, you failed. Don't even try to get back up. Listen, you did that presentation. There's no space. There's no place for you at this organization. There's no space. There's no place for you to advance in that school, in that program. You fail the exam time and time again, the licensure exam. You're just not going to make it. You're not going to be a lawyer. You're not going to practice medicine. You're not going to be able to operate that machinery. You can't do it. You go back and you fail again. And you can think, well, I just can't do it. Maybe this is not the right thing. Maybe I'm not supposed to be there. Maybe I'm just never going to add up. Maybe I'm just never going to be able to do it. But you cannot dwell on your failures. My friend, you can't do that. You can't dwell on what didn't work. When we dwell on things that didn't work, we're never going to get back to work. You run the risk of dwelling on your failures, dwelling on the past and what did not work. And that literally becomes your dwelling place. Failure becomes a dwelling place. You don't want that, my friend. You don't want to get to that point. You don't want to live there. You want to press on like the ant. You want to do and prepare. Notice again, it says that the ant, they prepare and store up food in the summer, meaning the wisdom here that we can get from them is that we have to do everything that we can to prepare. But even in that preparation time, there still may be a situation or a time or two that somewhere along the process in our prepping stage or in our implementing whatever plans that we have come with and decided upon, sometimes they just don't work out. But what do ants do? They continue to work. Consider this, because I want to make sure that it's plain. Think about ants. They have these ant beds, right? I've got an ant bed in my backyard. I can't stand it. But at the same time, you know what? I'm a little fascinated because I'm a little nerdy. And I do watch the ants and how they work sometimes, as long as they're not in my house, okay? And so there's an ant bed in my backyard. And I have gotten rid of it. But do you know that that ant bed came back up just a little bit down the way in the same, you know, and it was actually diagonal where another ant bed came up. I mean, it's like, wow, you would think that they would get it. That it's like, well, that didn't work. I guess we might as well give up. But do you know that ants, they will just establish a new ant bed community, a new ant hill subdivision, and they will just go a little bit down the sidewalk or a little bit down the way. They don't stop. Have you ever noticed that ants don't stop? They are always moving. Another example. Have you ever seen where there's like a line of ants and you can see like where there's like two lines of ants and one is going in one direction and the other line is going in the opposite direction? There are, I mean, it's like this, just hundreds of them, thousands of them, and they're just running. They're just going and they're always on a mission. They always have a plan. They always have a plan. And even if that plan gets disrupted by a foot or something disrupting that line, what do? They just keep going. They just go around whatever may have come into their way to distract them, to block them. They just go around it. The few that may have been disrupted, there may be even some dead ants somewhere along that line. But have you ever noticed? Perhaps you haven't. I said I'm a little nerdy. But they just keep going. They just crawl around the dead ones. They just go around their blockades. Blockades come in life. And blockades come in our lives for a reason, to teach us something, to strengthen us. God says in His word that in this world, we're going to have trouble. But He also says to take heart, be encouraged, for I have already overcome the world. The Bible also says that we are going to be tried. We are going to have trials. Just like John 16:33, in Corinthians, it says the same thing, but at the same time, it says that when we are tempted, when we are tried, there is always going to be a way out. We will not be tried or tested beyond what we can bear. There's always a way out. Ants, bugs, they continue to always find that way out. It's like they say to themselves, I belong here. I have work to do. I have a purpose. And God created me for a purpose. I have to live day to day. I have a goal. I have plans. And no matter what comes my way, I'm going to just go around it. I'm going to keep going. There is a way. Do you notice that they don't even half the time stop? They literally keep going. They make it stunned, you know, kind of stunned just a little bit for a short period of time. But what do? They stop, they regroup, and they formulate another plan. They reevaluate the situation. They come together. And guess what? They keep going. The other thing is this. They work in groups. They work together. We cannot live in this world by ourselves. Ants, when you find an ant that gets off to its side, that's an ant that has lost its way. They made a terrible mistake. They have failed miserably by leaving their support group, by leaving their system that is there to protect each other, to work together, to build together, to live together, survive and thrive together. When ants get separated from their group, what happens? They die. They're easier to kill when there's just one there. Never separate from your support group. Build a support group. Have a way of having somebody in your life that you can talk to, that you can get to quickly when you find that you have kind of gone astray and you've made a wrong turn and you've had a failure there. You've had a hiccup. Get back in line. Get back to that group. If you don't have a group or a support system, think about it this way. The Lord said He would never leave you nor forsake you. Go to Him. Go to Him for wisdom. Ask Him for wisdom. He will give you the peace that you need. He will give you the comfort. He will give you the direction and the guidance that you need to get back in line, to get back on track, to start back, to get back to work on the things that God has called you to do, the purpose for which you are here. Be encouraged. Don't allow anybody to cause you to feel like because you have failed, because you have made a wrong turn or two, that there is no more hope for you, that you might as well give up on that goal, that you might as well stop, that you might as well just literally hang it up. Because listen, if you do that, then it's really like dying slowly. If we don't have a purpose, if we don't have if we lose that purpose and we lose that desire to get back on track and get back to work, just like an ant getting separated from its group, we die. Isolation is a terrible thing. And that's what the enemy likes to do. He likes to get us isolated and separated from our group. Our group can be our church, a church home. Church is still very important, and it's very good to have a group of believers that can help you, to encourage you, to help you remember who you are in Christ, and that there is still hope, and that you still matter, and that despite how many times you have fallen, there is still room for you, and that you can get back up. Let me give you a couple of scriptures to encourage you. Psalm 37, verse 24, actually starting verse 23, it says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand." The Lord has got you, my friend. The Lord has got you. We can learn from ants. We can learn from these pesky little things. Ant beds get destroyed. I mean, their line of food that they are carrying, it gets destroyed, but they regather, they regroup, they stop and think, but they don't stop utterly. They keep going. They assess the goal. They reevaluate the steps that they have taken. They ask themselves, okay, and I'm just talking, y'all. I don't know what they do, but obviously they certainly regather themselves and they get back to work. You know, we have to sometimes stop and think, okay, so what steps did I take that were outside of the order of God? Remember, I said that we have to ask the Lord for wisdom and guidance. He will do that. He will give us that. He will give you that, my friend. And, you know, again, though you may fall, you're not utterly cast down. God is with you. He upholds us with his hand. He is there. He is there, and he is there for you. Be encouraged, my friend. Be encouraged. And remember, again, these little things, you know, on earth, the locusts, they're powerful. They destroy. I mean, they're very bold. They go head first. I mean, they work together as a group. They do what they were born to do, created to do. They advance together in ranks. Surround yourself. You got to keep yourself surrounded. Don't get isolated like a little ant or a little bug that you see, because they usually work in groups. When they get sidetracked and they make a wrong turn, that's when they are at risk, at greater risk of being destroyed and killed. And you don't want that. The lizard. Oh my gosh, the lizard. But the lizard is very bold. They will be in your house. They will camouflage themselves. They're found in king's palaces. Think about it. This is not there in the Bible, but even a spider. I hate spiders. Spiders, they are, you know, I loathe them. But they will, no matter how clean your house is, they will still find a corner somewhere and spin a web. Again, we need to take note of these little creatures on earth. They are extremely wise. But the other thing is, they are extremely bold. They are bold and they are courageous. And we are called to be that way as children of God. No matter what has happened in your life, my friend, you may have fallen multiple times, but you still have a place in this earth. You still have a place. You still have a purpose. Don't give up. Be bold like these bugs. Be bold like these bugs. The Bible says, you know, we always hear be bold as a lion. But bugs are bold too. And I'm just encouraging you, as much as nobody wants them around, because they seem like they're in the way and they're pesty. And people may have said that about you. You know, they may look at you and say that, oh, you're no good. You failed. You're just really no good. You have no more place here. You don't have a place here, and that you don't deserve to be in my space. But my friend, you are still a child of God, and He is with you. And He will continue to order your steps. Just get back on track. Ask Him for help. Ask Him for wisdom and guidance, and He will be there. He doesn't see you as something to squash. He doesn't see you as something that doesn't deserve to fit, to live, or to be, esteemed or whatever. You are still His child. You are still His child, and He has a place and a purpose for you. I pray that this has been a blessing to you. I hope that you can get something out of it, and that it will be a blessing, and that perhaps you will also consider sharing this podcast with some of your friends and family. I really thank you for joining us on another episode. It is the Light Post Podcast, and we are actually a ministry of the Guiding Light Church. For other messages and resources, connect with us online at guidinglight.org. Guiding Light Church on Facebook, or Guiding Light Church TV on YouTube. While you're there, make sure that you like and subscribe to our channels and all of our social media platforms. We would love to have you. We thank you so much again for joining us, and I pray that you will have a wonderful day. Take care of yourself, and remember, be bold as a bug. Take care. Bye now.